With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. We have an update on this morning's bridge collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Transportation Secretary Paul Wiedefeld says 8 people were on the Francis Scott Key Bridge when it was hit by a cargo ship. One is in the hospital, another is okay, and the search continues for 6 others. Multiple vehicles fell in the water when a cargo ship struck a column of the bridge. Maryland's governor says the bridge was up to code and the ship passed its last inspection. Officials don't suspect foul play, but CNN says the crew notified authorities they lost power just before the collision. Starting April 1st, a change in mental health services for children and teens at Windsor Regional Hospital's emergency department at the MEC campus. Right now, staff from the Regional Children's Center work there, but Maryvale staff will take over. Lori Kemp, the executive lead for child and youth mental health services, says the hope is it'll reduce wait times.
What we're hoping now, because Maryvale already has a 24/7, 365-day-a-year program, that we'll see greater access, that we should now be providing crisis service in our community 24/7.
73% of kids seen at the emergency department there are between 13 and 17. The Ontario budget comes down at 4 this afternoon. Finance Minister Peter Bethenfalvy will present the fiscal plan. A Windsor man is getting a medal for exceptional volunteerism from the province. Douglas Diet is one of 13 recipients of the Ontario Medal for Good Citizenship for 2022. He started a nationwide campaign to put poppies on street signs marking historical events, and you can see a number of those around Windsor. He's also served on the boards of homeless shelters and is a past recipient of the 911 Community Service Award. And Detroit expects hundreds of thousands of people at next month's NFL Draft. It's hosting the 3-day event. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan kicked off the 30-day countdown this morning.
This is a foreign experience. I heard people have been saying, what's the draft? Why do people stand and watch them pick a person to be announced on TV? You've really done a wonderful job explaining what to expect, and It's going to be a special few days.
It runs from April 25th to the 27th. The Tigers take on the Rays in a spring training matinee. Later tonight in the NHL, the Red Wings play the Capitals in Washington and the Leafs host the Devils. Junior hockey playoff games tonight see the 73s hosting the Lakeshore Canadiens in Game 2 of their series. The Vipers and London play Game 4. So far, London leads that series 2-1. And the Leamington Flyers are in Milton for Game 3 in a split series. Might get showers this afternoon. Windy with a high of 12 degrees today. Might get a thunderstorm this evening. Showers 2 tonight and down to 3. 7 tomorrow. Still windy. Maybe showers 2. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.